Shinu the first of Pesach. Hashechet v'Shabbos lefayla. Person shechs for a person who is sick. Bein shechol ha'me'ezav, bein shechol ha'yom. Whether he was sick from before Shabbos, he became sick on Shabbos. And this person is in a matzav of sakona that's permitted to shecht for him. Mutar labar lachol mimenu chai b'Shabbos. A healthy person can eat from that meat on Shabbos. It's not considered muksa, and also there's no gzeira that you're going to do more for the healthy person, because you do one act of shechita, the entire animal becomes shechted. A healthy person can eat the meat, but he can eat it only raw. Avon mevashel lechayla also b'Shabbos lebari or lechayla sheim b'sakana dechashin l'shem yavu b'shviloi. But healthy people are not allowed to eat from that food. If it's cooked, there's a problem, because when you're cooking, there's a concern you may add more for healthy people. Continues the Rambam. Afil b'shalay de'ni Yehudi also b'Shabbos. He didn't ask the goy, so that food is kosher food, because once again he did it for pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. And the chayla could have it, but the healthy person cannot have it, because we said before, this exactly, you may ask the goy to do more for healthy people. Mr. Bruce says Motzei Shabbos is permitted afterwards. Now, there's a chiddush over here. What happened to the Isra of Bishul Akum? So over here, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, since at the time that it was cooked behetim, because it was permitted to ask a goy to cook on Shabbos. It's preferable that a goy should do the cooking. Therefore, the food is kosher, and after Shabbos, the healthy person can eat from it. So it doesn't have a problem with Bishul Akum. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'im kotzatz peiris min mechubu l'chayla b'Shabbos. The Ramah says that if somebody cut off fruit that were growing on Shabbos for a chayla, feel how your chayla mi b'joyim also the bar on Shabbos, v'shem the gadol v'holach b'Shabbos v'ish v'shem mukse. If you're picking something off the tree on Shabbos, it's another problem of mukse, and therefore a chayla could eat it, but a healthy person cannot eat that food on Shabbos.